Welcome to Redefine Your Worthiness with Karell Richards. Get ready to step into your power to unleash your true potential. Karell is a rapid transformational practitioner specializing in childhood trauma. While also being a mental health advocate, Karell has embraced her own personal struggles to transform herself, to turn her pain into her greatest gift. Her mission is to provide the ultimate safe space to understand and support your most vulnerable moments. Get ready for real and raw conversations that will inspire, empower, and encourage full self-expression and self-acceptance. Redefine Your Worthiness with Karell Richards starts now. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Karell. Welcome back to Redefine Your Worthiness with me. And today we are kicking off episode number 4 with things being a little bit different. And that's okay, because you know what? Life is happening and we just got to roll with the punches sometimes. So our guest today, I was telling her earlier that this conversation is well overdue, and her son actually is joining us for that conversation. So I'm excited for that. And there he goes. So I'm going to welcome Shayna to the conversation, and she'll do the honor of introducing herself, of course.
Hi, Karell, and everyone listening. Just love you. And my name is Shayna Robinson, and I am the owner of the Branding Boutique, as well as the sub-brand, The Epic Initiative. My foundation is as an image consultant, but I've been doing business coaching, life coaching for the past decade, which is kind of crazy to say.
And you're aging really yourself.
Yeah, that is all right. That is all right. I wear it proudly.
No worries.
Go ahead.
No, it's funny because the way that we met was very interesting to me. I think I heard about you before I even met you. And then I happened to just show up at an event and you were there. Mm-hmm. And I saw you on the dance floor and I was like, oh my God, she's me. And you said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. But you know what's funny about that? And maybe it's not even funny to the listeners, but in that moment, I was in a stage of my life where I wasn't really sure what the direction was. But I know when I saw you, you showed me a part of me that I wanted to be. And at first I was like, shit, I don't know what this feels like. I don't know what this feeling is. And at first I was like, is it jealousy? Is it envy? And then in just processing it, because I'm a processor. I was like, no, she's actually showing you the part of you that you're not showing up as. You know, you speak so eloquently. You speak when you feel like you need something to say, you're going to say it, right? Yes. If you see that there is an avenue for the conversation to go in a different direction, you present it. And that, I saw that and I was in amazement and I admired that about you. So I thought, who else was I going to have this conversation with as it relates to the why? Because I'm like, I know she knows her why based on our conversation before, but I'd love for you to share that with the audience members.
Sure. And thank you for that. And yes, just for everybody listening, literally, we were two peas in a pod on the dance floor. I was like, ooh, she looks good. She's dressed nice. She has all this energy. Who is this woman? And so, you know, we had the privilege of being able to connect after that. So my why, you know, both of our families are from the West Indies. My family's from Trinidad and has migrated to Canada 52 years ago in February. Yes. So it's been a really, really long time. I'm the baby of 4 children. And my mom back in Trinidad was an educator. And that is actually, you know, a job that's held in quite high esteem in the Caribbean. And so when she came over and followed my dad to Canada, you know, my mom, of course, they don't always recognize your education when you come from foreign. So, you know, she went and worked a series of jobs, but really sacrificed and gave herself, the role and responsibility of being a wife and a mother, right? And even though she always worked and always sacrificed, I look at my mom and I'm like, she never became the woman she was supposed to. You know, my mom's 73, just turned 73 last month.
Wow.
And she is, whoops, she is such a brilliant, brilliant woman. But the reality is that, like, I feel like she had so much more in her that she never got to explore because it was always about what does my husband need? What do my kids need? And to this day, my mom sacrifices for us continuously. And so when I started my business, I really was like, I'm my mom's wildest dream, right? I'm the last one. She had me in her 40s. Like, I am supposed to do amazing things here. I don't follow all of the rules. I don't do what I'm supposed to do. But I want her to be able to have some experiences as a result of my hard work. And so mom was actually supposed to be here in Honolulu with us right now, but due to some medical reason she wasn't able to come. Okay, oh gosh, right? But my why really is that, and this is where Epic was birthed, is that we deserve to be unforgettable. Like, we need to have our own money. We need to have our own options. And that doesn't mean that we don't need men. We absolutely need men in our lives. But as a woman, you have to be sound in who you are. And it was really disheartening for me to hear my mom later on in life say things like, I don't know who I am outside of this. And I don't know what my likes and my desires are. And that she didn't get to always experience things that she wanted to. So my why really is making sure that women who start businesses, one, know who they are, two, are able to, you know, we're gonna multitask here as a mama.
That's right.
Two, that we, you know, we're able to have a vehicle that we can feel confident about in our businesses. And three, that we get to live out our life's work. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I admire that too, because I think that's something that as children of immigrants, we want to do things differently. So when you say, okay, I saw that my mom had to essentially become invisible, she didn't get the chance to even step into her power, it almost forces you to be like, I'm never gonna be that. I want to, and it's not from a space of disgust or shame. It's just I can see what it has done to her, and I don't want that.
Right, absolutely. And it's so funny because people say to me all the time, now that I'm a mother, they're like, Shayna, you're out dancing every Wednesday night. You go to the gym. Cairo goes with you. Like, he has not slowed me down. He is an asset to me, right? But he has not slowed me down at all. And they're like, I really admire that about you. And I think sometimes when we are doing what's authentically right for us, right? I always say, I was Shayna before I was Cairo's mom. So the things that Shayna did, and who Shayna was should not change because I have this addition to my identity, right? Yeah. So it's really interesting to see that there's some people who are like, I don't know how you leave your kid that much, and I don't know how you do blah blah blah. And then there's this whole other handful that are like, man, when I have kids, I hope to be just like you.
So how do you manage that? Because it goes from one extreme to the next where they're like, I don't know, and they're like, oh, I admire you for that. How do you deal with the people that say, how do you like, how are you so separate from your child? Does it make you feel any sort of way? Does it ever make you feel guilty? Or you just know
No.
that, hey, you're this is your way of doing things?
This is, you know, my partner is U.S. Air Force. That's why we're out here in Hawaii. So the reality is that, you know, I am kind of, I'm not going to call myself a single parent, but I am predominantly raising him by myself, in terms of face-to-face time, right? And so that means that I needed to have a village right away. Right. So when we found out that we were expecting, I was like, no, I'm going back home because my mom is there, my sister is there, my friends are there, and I have such an amazing support group. So if I'm out dancing, I know that my child is with somebody that I trust. And sometimes, yes, you need babysitters, and yes, sometimes your family can't always help you and everything like that. But we've still been able to create a network of people that I do trust for Cairo to be around. The other side of this is that, like, I don't ever want to shelter my child, right? So while we're out here, even Cairo's swimming in the ocean and I let him go. He's doing all of these things that create an independent individual. I don't see myself being a hover parent, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't even know that I would be this type of parent. You know, he fell the other day, and I was like, okay, what is he going to do? Right? He got up and he went about his business, and it
Yeah.
was a pretty bad fall. But I have to learn my child, right?
Exactly.
So that I'm not imposing my fears or concerns or different things on him and stifling who he is as an individual, right? So for me, I just say,
I
for
love
me,
that.
I just say that at the end of the day, you know, like to each his own. I don't know what anybody else's experiences were and why they are raising their children the way that they are. But, you know, I remember hearing somebody say that they had never left their child for like the first 2 years. And I was like, I think the first time I left the country, he was 2 months. Like, you know, nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm not judging you, you shouldn't judge me. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we may not even have control over what they do. Not even may, we don't have control over what they do. But I think what I'm hearing is, so you knew what your why was, and then you seek support. Okay. And after you sought out support, you got it. What else did you do in essence to kind of make sure that that why was brought to fruition, essentially?
I think the why is for your why doesn't necessarily change, but the vision evolves, right? So I had to be able to, through this journey of becoming a mother and business, you know, we had the best year financially while I was pregnant. And then your first year of being a mom, you're like, man, I got a lot of responsibility. So, you know, actually, on the 15th is 1 year since I started going out dancing on Wednesday nights at Soul Supreme, which is local to Winnipeg, this amazing event. But that was kind of where I was able to say to myself, like, okay, is business even working the way that I want it to? Right? Where is resistance showing up in my life that is taking away from me being happy, me being present? Carell, even being out here has shown me I maybe work 4 hours a day when he does nap. And I'm like, oh, I'm never going back to to the way it was. But it's also shown me that like I can take care of my child and do this and not feel guilty. But I did have to make some shifts business-wise. And that's where Epic Initiative really came in to say, okay, I don't want to have deliverables that I need to create for people. I don't want to have the stress of needing to show up all of the time. So how do I create something that actually supports me being a more present mom and a more relaxed and enjoyable mom?
And how has that been for you thus far?
Oh my
Like
God,
just
brilliant.
reshifting things.
Of course, any transition is challenging, right? So you have the like closing out of certain things. You have the reintroduction of who you are when people maybe know you in one way. But in terms of my mental health, in terms of like my energy, it feels more empowering than it ever did when I was working like a dog.
And I think it's reconnecting also to that root of being from the West Indies. We're taught to work like a dog, essentially. And I'm sitting here, I remember being in that environment, and I knew I was dying internally, and I just couldn't say anything because that was the norm, you know. So what really positioned you to step outside of what was seemingly normal to you? What was that, light bulb moment for you?
I don't even think that there was a light bulb movement. I think that I'm very good at one, listening to myself, two, seeing what is happening naturally. I really believe that like God and the universe is always working on my behalf. And sometimes, you know, I'm hard-headed, so I don't listen the first time. So then, you know, they'll just crumble it for me. And I'm like, okay, cool, we're shifting. Like Epic was an idea over 3 years ago. The retreat that we're going to do here in Hawaii in October was an idea 5 years ago that I never pulled, the trigger on. So I really just think that I'm becoming more in tune with what I actually want, and just saying like, F it. You know what I mean? Like, our lives are so short. So
Absolutely.
short. And I
Absolutely.
have a unique opportunity with the work that my partner does to be able to explore the world, and do all of these things that not everybody has the opportunity to do. So if I've been so blessed with so many gifts and talents and opportunities, why am I not making the most out of that? Like, life will always have hard parts. It will always have challenging parts. And I think as I'm kind of talking it out, I think the light bulb was like, I just don't want to feel that weight anymore.
What was that wait for you?
The weight for me has always been, you know what? The weight, honestly, was as much as I enjoyed, having my son and everything like that. When you are doing it by yourself to an extent, and you're still working full time, like, I have no idea how single moms do it with multiple children, even. I have no clue. If I'm being really transparent and honest, there was a point in time where I was like, I don't enjoy being a mom.
And that's
But
fair.
it was because I was so used to the identity of Shayna, the business owner, and that being my first baby, that now it was like, no, you have to stop and you have to make him the priority. And now, even being with my partner, there's this whole other layer of he needs his time as well, right? And that attention and everything like that. So the weight was really like, how do I still maintain being myself, even though I'm creating space for it, when you have this whole other human being that you have to take care of? You still have bills that you need to pay. You still have clients that you need to serve. You still have a long distance relationship that you need to nurture. It's all of the things, right? Aging parents, we ended up right before, actually, the day that Cairo came home. My dad also came home to stay with us because he had just suffered, we're not sure if it's a stroke or a seizure, in front of us. And went into hospital a week before I delivered, right? So that transition to sell the house and do everything like that was happening when I was maybe like a week postpartum. Like, my mom's now experiencing her health thing. So when you have aging parents, there's all of these things that come into it, and you're navigating all of that. So it's like, how do you stay sane in the midst of that?
Because that's my question. Like, how do you process, or do you even get the chance to process those feelings that are coming up? Because you have a child that's depending on you. You have to depend on you, and then you have a whole family depending on you. Like, how do you navigate that?
So one thing that it's just in my DNA, I would say, is like, I don't really stress. And if I do stress, then like it's going to be really bad for a little bit, and then I can kind of snap out of it. So that's one. But the reality is, like, I can only control what I can control, and I can only do what I can do. So, at that point in time, we were doing really well financially in the business. So the help I could do during that time was I could financially float what was happening in that transition. Right. I am not the detail-oriented person. That is my sister. So she was the one dealing with, finding the homes and doctors and all this kind of stuff. I have a flexible schedule because I have my own business. So I can take you to the doctor's appointments. I can whatever. So I think the big thing is learn what role that you can play and be okay with playing that role. And the other thing is that I've never shied away from asking for help ever. I probably ask for help too much. I'm really good at that. So, like, I never shy away from asking for help, or what I need. And I'm very good at communicating. Like, if I'm overwhelmed, I'm gonna tell you. I'm struggling right now. I might not have the best words to articulate it, but you will know how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So if I'm hearing correctly, because you know I'll be hearing stuff. I'm hearing knowing your strengths, you know, because the one thing about knowing your why is it doesn't come with a roadmap. You know your why, you know the destination, but you don't necessarily know how you're going to get there. So it's knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses, and don't necessarily look at your weaknesses as your downfall, but more so, hey, this is the area that I can ask for help from someone else that's their strength.
Absolutely. Your why is an extension of your self-concept. Your self-concept is how you see yourself, right? And what you believe about yourself. So if I am in this world on a mission to, you know, help other women be epic, be unforgettable, be undeniable when they walk into a room, you know, be magnetic so that people want to work with them so that they can attract the highest dollars for the things that they do. If that is my, you know, professional, whoa, if that is my, like you're doing so good. So good. Yeah. Right? If that's my professional kind of goal here, then I have to see myself as that.
Exactly.
Right? And I heard this really good quote the other day that says, you have to believe in what you don't know. And that's where faith comes from. True. And so if I know that this is what I'm meant to do, if I know that I am, you know, I'm Cairo's mother, I know that, right? Roro, come on. Okay, right?
He's if like, my turn to talk.
Yes, he is. We call him Consultant Cairo because he really does chat all day long. But I think the big thing is when you can understand yourself and you can understand what you are here to do, it makes navigating your purpose, right? Yeah. And your power a lot easier. And the why is just there as this kind of internal gut check for you to say, am I on the right path? Yeah. Right? So everything that I do, I love what you said about when you saw me on the dance floor and I was showing you a part of life that you weren't showing. That's ingrained in my self-concept. It's who Shayna is. I don't have to try to be something I'm not, right? But by me just showing up and being free and being open and standing in my own power, I'm also giving permission to other women around me to see that that's possible for them. And, you know, sometimes women can be intimidated by me, but I'm like, that's not true intimidation, right? What it is that you're either calling yourself to more of yourself, right? And that's the conversation that you're having as you see in the mirror. Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm not being authentic to myself. I love that she's just out here being her.
Yeah.
Right. So I am always happy to play the role of the person who intimidates you. I'm always happy to play the role of the person who you can look up to.
Yeah.
But also the person who's here to challenge you. And I do believe that that's a big part of my work.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the word that came to me when I saw or did some introspection was, You activated me, essentially. And
wow.
With what I process and how I process things, I'm not necessarily intimidated by anybody or anything. So when I saw I was having that reaction, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? This does not feel familiar. I need to know what's going on. So that's when I got to the point. I was like, hey, so all she's really doing is reflecting to me a part of me, and I need to own that part of me. So when we had that conversation after, I was like, this makes total sense now, you know, and I know that that is a part of Epic. So I want you to, I know you mentioned that you had an offer and I wanted to have you talk a little bit more about that.
Yes. Yeah. We have two really exciting things actually that are happening. Who I would say that, you know, Epic is for, I call them hidden experts. So you're unseen right now. You know that you are, you know, somebody dynamic that everybody needs to know, but maybe people don't know who you are and you want to go to being unforgettable. So think about those people who, You walk into a room and you're like, who is that? They leave such an impression on you. And then when you get the opportunity to work with them, it's like undeniable. I need this person in my life. That's the journey that we take our clients on in Epic. So our big offer, we have two. One is Take the Stage, and I'll be really quick on these. We have one that's Take the Stage, and Take the Stage is really designed to package your expertise so that we can combat your imposter syndrome that is holding you back. I'm here to remind you of who the F you are. Let me tell you and be very, very honest about that. So that we can go on to charge higher ticket, because there's far too many women in business who are undercharging, and I have no time or patience for it. The second thing is that if you know that you are ready to really step into your epicness and show up this year, then we have the Free the Female Retreat, where we're going to be working on this being the last year that you don't know how to promote yourself. We're going to do all of your marketing, all of your messaging, all of the big dreaming, and working through those money barriers that you have out in Honolulu. So for 5 days, and we're going to do lots
Wonderful.
of partying as
And you know what? It's just so disappointing that this is the first time we're having this conversation and we don't have enough time.
Yes,
We
I
don't have enough
know.
time. But you
It's
know what?
okay.
I'm gonna continue this conversation outside of this space. But I just wanna, invite everybody else, to definitely check her out. And also remember to visit us in 2 weeks, where, I hear there's a bit of stigma attached to hypnotherapy. So we're gonna break that stigma down. So join us next 2 weeks, Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, where we'll be discussing more about hypnotherapy and how safe it is and just making you feel a little bit more comfortable. So remember, if you can't be kind to others, definitely be kind to yourself, because it will actually overflow onto others. But thank you so much for joining us, guys. And thank you so much for being here, Shayna.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you for joining us today on Redefine Your Worthiness with Karell Richards. Join us here in our safe space for real and raw conversations. My mission is to support you at your most vulnerable moments. Together, we will redefine your worthiness to embrace your own path to personal growth. For more information about me, you can visit indivinetime.com. That is IndivineThyme.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.